I'm Pastor David Pittman. I'm speaking to you from the auditorium of the Addison Baptist Church, and as I've been trying to do these last few weeks, bring a midweek message. We were looking through the book of 2 Kings. I'm going to depart from that series tonight because of a special blessing I've received, and I want to share it with you. But I also want you to know that we do continue to pray for you and with you, and I ask you to pray for the members, ministries, and ministers of the Addison Baptist Church, the leadership of the church, and all of our servants who are trying to serve as best they can in times like this. Please keep us in your prayers. If you do need something that we can help you with, call the church at 941-4897, or you can find us on Facebook, Addison Baptist, or you can go to our internet web, AddisonBaptist.com. They're archived a lot of the music and messages we've put together for you, especially of late. But we hope you'll stay in touch, and God bless you as you endeavor to deal with all the everyday struggles that we have, but also the compounded problems battling this virus. And we're very much concerned about what God would have us to do and to say in these days. We pray that perhaps we may be able to have services soon. We're exploring the option of having a drive-in service Easter Sunday, or maybe the Sunday after. I'll try to relay that to you. We want to make sure that it's safe and also practical, but there are a lot of opportunities for us, so keep that in your prayer. I want you to know that I have been trying to use my time well and wisely. I have had time for study. I have had time for prayer. Hindrances to those things are my own distractions or my own fault. And I hope I'm using the time as a good steward to study and to pray, to read. And I hope I will continue to do that. I have also been blessed by series of webinars that different ministries have offered. I won't name all of them, but I want to thank Tom Rainier and his church group that provided a lot of material, a lot of information, practical information, helpful information. The Ligonier group and Kentucky Baptist Convention, a lot of materials they're providing, and I have benefited from it. Also, interaction with pastors and administrators and those who are dealing with the same problems we are and seeking counsel, and been much blessed by that. And one of the things I want to share with you tonight is one of those blessings that comes out of one of those webinars, or maybe all of them together. And I just want to, I would like for this to be a halftime speech. If this were a football game, and it's certainly far more serious than that, I'd like to think we're at halftime, but I know in football time, sometimes the timeouts and the delays of the game can make hours go by much more slowly. But at halftime, coaches meet with their teams and give them an encouraging speech or sometimes a challenge. And I hope this will be a halftime speech, maybe a morale booster, maybe an encouragement to you. It was to me when these thoughts came to my mind. I'm just reading a verse, a very familiar verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6 says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." One of the webinars that I was blessed by was by a missionary, Doug Hammett, over in Africa, and just a little video clip that he sent to many of his friends, just a challenge of what is God doing in dispersing us from our church buildings and sending us out into our homes. And even though we have stay-at-home orders, yet we have opportunities to reach people through technology, through the telephone, through the internet, through Facebook, through social media, through sermon audio and all the tools we're trying to use, and many, many others. What is God doing? And perhaps this could be the doorstep to the great awakening we've been praying for America and the world to experience. What could break forth from the times of prayer, the times of repentance, the times of seeking God's face. These could be an exciting days ahead for the Lord to bless us in a marvelous way. Of course, we're praying for God to help those who are battling the virus on the front lines, the healthcare providers, our leaders, those in authority over us, and of course for those who may be suffering sickness. And certainly we pray for those who are in bereavement. And these are certainly great concerns. But what would God have us to consider in these days? I'll just say this. I was thinking about all of these webinars and counsel and advice sessions I've been sitting through and lifting up my spirits and encouraging me. And I have to forgive me, but I thought of a little children's song that I used to sing. I'm in right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. I will not sing it, but I want you to remember that. Maybe you remember it. In right out, right up, right down, happy all the time. That may not seem appropriate for these days, but it's the outline for my halftime speech. It's the outline for my encouraging message. I hope it'll be encouraging to you. And this is what I would say if, as we're dealing with this, we're 2 weeks into this, not having services here, and certainly our nation is looking for an April that could be very, very difficult, a great challenge. But my first counsel is this. I just pray that God's people and many others will calm down. Hysteria, a panic, has no place in a Christian's life, and honestly, it has no place in the public's life if we're going to deal with this as an American people, as good citizens. A panic is counterproductive. So I just say, and Christians, we need to be an example of this. We need to calm down. Don't believe everything you hear in the media, or certainly not the word of mouth gossip that may come and upset you. One good piece of advice I got is try to limit the amount of news you hear every day as much as possible. I know you want to know what's going on. I know you want to be in touch, but I don't think we have to participate in a 24-hour news cycle to stay informed. But my first piece of advice is just calm down. Take a deep breath. Spend some time alone with the Lord. God is sovereign. God's on his throne. God's working all things after the counsel of his will. I think we just need to calm down. If you think I'm preaching to me, I am. I've preached this to myself several times. Just need to calm down. I think then the second thing is, as your pastor and as your co-laborer, I think you need to stay in. That is, I think you need to observe every lawful instruction and guidance from the president down to the governor. And I'm thankful for our governor, and I'm thankful for the authorities who are doing their best. You may not agree with every decision they've made, but they are the powers that be. And we're facing a battle that we don't fully understand. And maybe sometime down the road, we'll have time to reflect on what could have been done better, what could have been done simpler. But for now, we need to honor the stay-in orders and advice. And that's why our church voluntarily closed before we were required, before we were ordered to do anything. We felt for public safety and as an example of concern for others to love our neighbor that we would close our public gatherings. And we recommend that you do stay in. You're probably aware of the exceptions to that. Some of you are still working. Some of you still have essential services to provide in the community. And my, how we pray for you. The truckers and the storekeepers and the merchants and the first responders and the police and the fire department and the EMTs and, of course, all the health care providers, essential services. And some of you small business owners are keeping the lights on, if you will, as best you can. But you know what the stay-at-home order is. As much as possible, stay in. I have spent some time learning what they're trying to do with flattening the curve. It has more to do with stress and strain on the hospitals than anything else. It's not really meant to be a cure-all or an end-all. It's just trying to slow down the surge of hospitalizations that might be needed. And I look at the data that you look at, and I believe in many parts of the country we may be, if not winning that battle, we're certainly giving a valiant effort to slow down the demand on the hospital systems. And as governments catch up and hospitals catch up with the needed equipment and supplies, not only for the sick, but also to protect the healthcare providers, staying in helps flatten that curve. It helps limit your exposure. You may not be sick and you may not be contagious, but it's a good example to stay in. So if you're following me, you need to calm down and you need to stay in. Then I would simply say you need to reach out. Now that's not contradictory. That just means by phone, by letter, by card, by social media, you need to reach out and encourage as many people as you can. Yesterday, a former Lifeway executive sent out a little tweet that said, if somebody needs to chat, just direct message me your phone number and I'll call you. I thought, well, I'm not going to pass that up. I direct messaged him my phone number. He called me back within the hour just to encourage me, just to recommend some books to read, just to recommend some personal discipline and to encourage one another. It was such a blessing. I thought, what a great way to reach out. And I've gotten some cards. I've gotten some notes, just some thoughtful little comments that people put on Facebook when they watch a video or they have watched a video. I sent some email links to some members and just the response to say, I got it and I saw it and thank you for the message. I can't tell you how much that encourages me, and I'm trying to do more of that myself. All shut-ins enjoy phone calls, and do what you can to reach out. You see your neighbor in passing, keep your distance, of course, but don't be hesitant to speak out. Ask them if they need something. Ask them if you can help them in some way. And if they need you, they'll call on you. So reach out. I've been trying to reach out to some of our missionaries by email. And some of our missionaries, Brother Riley Barrett, sent me a personal note just to tell us that he was praying for us and his supporting churches. And I thought, how thoughtful, how encouraging. Reach out. Reach out to somebody and make it a chore. Make it an opportunity every day to reach out to someone. So calm down, stay in, reach out, and then look up. God is doing something through us and with us and for us that we may not now understand. Whatever the trial may be, whatever the tribulations may be, God works all things after the counsel of his will. Romans 8 says he's conforming us to the image of his son. His son suffered incredibly, not only in his life, but especially on the cross, when he suffered to pay for our sins, the sins of all who repent and believe on him. We need to look up. Look up and hear what God is saying through his word. Look up and expect the promises of God, the protection of God. Whatever God is doing, look up. Don't be cast down. Don't be discouraged. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't be defeated. Let the world and let other Christians see that you're looking up. That's a pretty simple message, and I hope you will receive it in the spirit in which I've given it. I just wanted to encourage us. I don't want us to be bogged down in despair and defeat. I want us to calm down. I want us to stay in. I want us to reach out. I want us to look up. You can remember that. You can pray about that. You can read Joshua 1:8 again. Be strong and of a good courage. And may the Lord bless you.